Al Jarreau's back at Jazz FM.
Isn't that wonderful? I love it.
We haven't forgotten about last time because we were fortunate enough to put it on video. And one of the great parts of the interview was that you brought in a flask of your own coffee.
Oh, I did.
Do you remember that?
Well, we normally carry our own flask of coffee and other things. but we didn't today.
No, you didn't.
It was me. And you have it right.
So today you have the bit because you called it hobo sock coffee and you were sort of saying, yeah, it's rough. Yeah, do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I call it hobo sock coffee all the time. No fancy stuff. You just pour the stuff in a sock and put hot water in it. That's like hobos do.
And that's the way it goes. So today we've given you a little Italian cappuccino.
A proper coffee, yes. Yes, thank you very much.
That's the way we do it here. And quite right, too, because you're celebrating, and it's 30 years since the album.
Since the release of the Jarreau record. That's just quite amazing that these young lads, when I wasn't even around and they weren't trying to please me, decided that they wanted to play that record.
So you've got these six shows that you're doing at Ronnie Scott's, and this is an extraordinary opportunity for people to see you in such intimate surroundings, revisiting this album. So how did the idea come about to do that?
Well, Tom Walsh, that's what I'm saying. You know, a baby, basically. He's the leader of this band, trumpet player. And his guys were talking about, let's play the whole album of Al Jarreau's, the Jarreau album. It's got great horn parts on it. And we'll get Johnny to sing the parts, you know, sing the Jarreau stuff. And so they came. I don't know what the event was.
Yeah.
But Tom Walsh saw Larry and said, you know what we're doing with the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da? Do you think you could come, Larry, and play piano? Because Larry played on a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd come and play, just play keyboards? You don't have to bring your horn.
Yeah.
And pretty soon they got around to, well, you know, I wonder if Al, they were going to do it without me. I wonder if Al would, and they called Al, and Al said, you better not do it without me. So here I am, and it's just a kick, man. It's fantastic.
Well, you did your first one last night, didn't you? Because there are six shows altogether.
Uh-huh.
How was it?
Amazing. Wonderful. Super. Merveilleux. Wunderbar.
And, of course, the thing is for shows like this is that the tickets sold out, you know, just like that.
Last night, you'd have been in tears just to see people enjoying it so much and punching each other with an elbow in the ribs and singing along.
That's got to be surely a great reward to any artist to see that.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Just to be able to see the audience actually is quite something, because for those who have never stood on a stage with the lights right in your face, you're on a big stage, you can't see a damn thing.
Right. Yeah. I can reach out, I can...
Yeah.
And touch them. I can smell their perfume, you know.